Light of the Bhagavat, verse 29. Thus, the rainy season came to an end. The autumn began, and there were no more clouds in the sky. All the reservoirs of water became crystal clear, and the wind was no longer forceful. Lord Krishna, along with his elder brother, Lord Baladev, lived at Vrindavan in this auspicious season. When the sky is clear of all clouds, there is no longer any distinction between the portion of the sky that was covered and that which was never covered. And similarly, when the living entity, now covered by the modes of material nature, is freed from ignorance, passion, and so-called goodness, he or she becomes one with the absolute truth. Such oneness is called mukti, or freedom from the miseries of material life. And there are five different kinds of mukti. Impersonalists prefer to merge into the existence of the transcendent, but the personalists or devotees do not annihilate their individuality, and thus the devotees of Krishna individually enjoy spiritual variegatedness on the planets of the spiritual sky. The material sky is also the spiritual sky, but it is covered by the modes of material nature. This material nature is also a temporary creation of Krishna, just as the cloud is a creation of the sun. When the cloud of the material modes is cleared off, the material nature is said to have been annihilated. There are two kinds of living entities, namely the conditioned and the pure. It is for the conditioned living entities that the material nature is created, and the conditioned souls are put into material nature in order to become pure, unconditioned souls. Those who become unconditioned by devotional service enter into the eternal kingdom of God, and those who lose that chance rot in dormant material conditions, which are sometimes manifest and sometimes unmanifest. Lord Sri Krishna descends in order to reclaim the conditioned souls.